Hello, listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello there.
And Guido.
Wow.
And Guido.
Yes, hello.
We are in the final week of I'd Fuck a Month, so Guido will do his pick. And then at the end of the episode, we will rank the movies and crown the most fuckable movie, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's based on who's the most fuckable.
Oh.
Not the best movie.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Wait a second. No.
Can we do both?
Sure, let's do both.
We'll do the most fuckable. We'll do our usual. We'll do the movie, and then we'll do the most fuckable.
Fine.
Okay.
I like it. Good.
Fine.
Tammy, you had a more this or that. We enjoyed them.
Please tell me there's more beaver in this one.
Yeah,
would you rather?
Oh, thank God.
So, do you want to start off with a female, Matt? Since
yeah.
Oh my God.
I'd like to be included.
Okay. You ready?
All right. You're hetero.
Michelle Yeoh or Kathy Bates?
Yeah. Oh no!
Hilarious.
Sophie's choice.
Oh, God.
Good job, Tammy.
Oh, God.
Way to corner him early.
Yeah.
Fat tits, or you like him, you know, built for speed.
Well, now you have to go up against Colin Farrell, because he's moving in on your lady.
I know.
Yeah.
Shot with Kathy.
I guess, since that dickhead took her from me, I guess I'll go with Michelle Yeoh.
Oh, my.
I cannot believe this day is happening. Every episode, you talk about her.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean,
you've changed.
You've changed.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for the better. It's very revealing. This.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Okay, Guido.
I've outsourced my love affair to China.
Isn't she Malaysian?
No, I know.
Okay.
I was going to say, yeah. Just
yeah,
Chinese.
But yeah.
In your movie, she is, though.
It's no fucking different to him.
Yeah, I knew nice. The Crouching Tiger had this dick. You know what I mean?
Nice. I would go with Michelle Yeoh as well.
Yeah, me too. Did
okay.
you say Yeoh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, got it.
No.
Okay. We're going to do Brad Pitt or George Clooney.
Those are dudes.
I'm going to go with George because he has a home on Lake Como in Italy. A
romantic getawaying with him. You're fucking him.
Oh, George.
Yeah,
George.
But all that chin stubble, it's got to be so scratchy.
Ooh,
down
I love
there.
It.
I'm going to go with Brad.
Okay.
Brad's definitely prettier. I'd go with Brad.
See, you can do it.
Okay.
Guido, would you like to pick from the two gentlemen?
He's probably going to pick George Clooney because he was Batman.
Huh?
George Clooney. He's, you know, you just give him some prep time, and I'm sure he can make me like a really cool sex apparatus that like yes. punches you in the butt as you pedal.
Interesting.
Plus all the Nespresso.
And all the Nespresso.
So much Nespresso.
That is true. Oh, man. I want the Nespresso afterwards.
Yeah. Margot maybe. Robbie or Florence Pugh?
Motherfucker. That is really hard.
Yes, it is very hard.
Florence Pugh.
Look at
plus she can cook.
She's faithful.
I am. Plus she can cook and she's funny. Although Margot Robbie does love Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's not even close
no,
for
Florence
me.
No, Florence Pugh.
Sorry, Florence, but Margot Robbie's a fucking 10. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Get the fuck out of here. The Duchess of what?
Yeah.
I'm
going to.
She's the hottest chick on the fucking planet in that movie.
I'm going to be like Paul in Dune, and I'll marry Irulan, but I'm fucking the other broad. I'm going yeah, with dude. I'm Margot Robbie here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. or Rob Lowe?
Rob Lowe.
Robert Downey Jr.'s got the better drugs.
Not anymore.
All right, so we'll be on vitamins.
Rob Lowe.
Okay.
He's so pretty.
He's
so
in a,
pretty.
Well, he's into like underage kids anyway. So.
No, he's not.
You fuck 16-year-old girls.
I mean,
he at least did that one time.
It was a three-way.
Oh my God, dude! Way to go, Rob.
Two of them,
dude.
And he was like 18. Like,
oh well,
was,
then that
he was super young. Too.
That matters less.
Robert Downey Jr. was not in St. Elmo's Fire, so I'm going to pick Robert Downey Jr.
Okay,
because that movie is hot garbage.
I know it's oh so bad.
God.
It's so.
I know it's not safe.
You could do that for SVU, you know, because there's a few people that were in that.
I don't ever want to watch that movie again.
Why?
Because it's so bad.
Even for the song?
No, the song is the
and
best
you
part.
Love Andy McDowell.
I only will listen to the song. I will only listen to the Man in Motion, St. Elmo's Fire. That's
right.
The only thing that's good about that movie.
Okay,
Rosamund Pike.
Ooh.
Or Reese Witherspoon.
Rosamund Pike, Gone Girl.
Yeah. Bond girl, too.
Bond girl. Gone Girl. Saltburn.
Do you know who she is?
In Die Another Day, she's the Bond girl that sleeps with him and then cheats on, and then the bad bitch.
Oh.
She's also a good sword fighter.
Yeah.
She fights Halle Berry on the plane.
And who's the other one?
Oh, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking the bad Bond bitch, and because Reese Witherspoon seems really nice, and I don't want to do that to her.
Rosamund Pike is by far an amazing... Like,
she's stunning.
Every movie I've seen her in, I have loved...
I love that line.
Did you see the Bond movie?
Yes.
But she says that salt burn line.
You
she
said
says.
You loved every movie she's in and you saw that Bond
movie.
Yeah,
I was like, that's why I asked. There's a guy with diamonds in his face, babe. Okay.
It's a really dumb movie. I'd have to go with, I would go with Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, really?
You'd be afraid that Rosamund Pike would kill you with the scalpel.
Well, also, then I'd just start hitting myself and say that,
Oh, Mr. Walker?
Mr. Walker? With fucking fear.
Was she in that movie where she was taking advantage of all those old people?
Yes.
And she got mixed up with the mob and like, that was good.
Yeah.
With that fuck ass Bob. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's awesome.
That movie fucks. Oh, it is. I like that movie.
With that haircut, she looked like a penis.
What a fucking stone cold bitch in that movie.
You have to get that shit cut like every 2 days.
Okay. Henry Cavill or Chris Hemsworth?
Henry Cavill, so we can build PCs together.
Yeah, I would probably go with... He just had his baby, too, by the way.
Wonderful.
Probably Henry Cavill. Yeah. I prefer them darker.
Can Chris Hemsworth wear the prosthetic that he wore in Furiosa?
What'd that nose do?
Lady and gentlemen!
If he goes full Bogan...
Full Bogan!
Maybe. Hearing Henry Cavill grunt at me like Geralt of Rivia.
My God.
Dude, you know he's going to be Wolverine, my guy? Like, come on.
Dude...
Highlander?
Oh, fuck. That's right. Thanks for reminding me.
Sorry.
That's a good thing, too.
No, it's not.
Listen, I'm going to talk to you like it's your first fucking time, okay? It's going to hurt a little bit in the beginning, but you're going to love it. Just let it happen, okay?
Okay, well, for fuck's sake. All right. Well, then when we're done this, I'm going to put on the remake of White Man Can't Jump because you know what? It's going to hurt, but you're going to love it. It's going to be great. You're going to love it.
Did you even see it?
No.
Shut the fuck up.
I've never seen the original.
But
that's a good movie.
It didn't need to. You always say that White Man Can't Jump didn't need to be remade.
It didn't.
Just like I'm saying, Highlander doesn't need to be remade.
Yeah, but there was like multiple Highlanders. It's not like there were three White Men Can't Jump movies.
There only needed to be one.
Didn't need to be made in the first place. Sorry.
Okay. What? This is how we get the Kurgan.
Billy Bob Thornton or Bill Skarsgård?
That's like Daddy Skarsgård?
No, Bill Skarsgård's Pennywise.
Yeah. Oh.
So Nosferatu or Sling Blade?
He's the bad guy in like John Wick 4.
I'm having trouble picking. I could say Bill Skarsgård, but like, you know my love of Billy Bob.
You know I do.
And I feel like he could fuck.
Yeah,
he was married to Angelina Jolie.
If he can keep Angelina Jolie happy for at least a little bit, he can fuck.
He's like,
in her, like, naughty ways.
Yes, she was. She was
a bad girl then.
I'm going to go with Billy Bob.
I'm pretty sure Billy Bob has hepatitis, so I'm going to go with the other one.
I think so. Is it Billy Bob now or Billy Bob 20 years ago?
To be honest, he can get it now or 20 years ago.
No way.
I think he looks good now.
He's had so much work done.
No.
Yes. Jack Nicholson now or 1974?
Was he Meg in that Ryan. Movie Bandits? Because then very no.
Oh, I love him in Bandits. I find him incredibly attractive in that movie.
Hypochondriac?
Yes.
Okay. Linda Cardellini or Elizabeth Banks?
Linda Cardellini.
I'd go with Linda Cardellini.
100%.
Well. Yeah.
She's a smoking hottie.
She's also really talented. Like, she's a really good actress.
Well, so is Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, but I feel like Linda Cardellini has a really wide range. Like, she's done a lot of different stuff.
I mean, I love Zach and Miriam Make a Porno, but...
Love!
But, you know, she's no hot Velma.
I do love me some Scooby-Doo.
Mm.
I always forget that's her.
And she's Hawkeye's wife.
Oh, yeah, she is Hawkeye's wife.
Yeah, she, mm-hmm. Too bad she got fucking snapped.
And she was on ER for like 10 years.
And she was that talking otter in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Stop. It's my fun fact, you bitch.
Don't do that. Don't bring that up.
Kevin Costner.
Speaking of Linda Cardellini.
Speaking of Linda Cardellini. Guido.
I chose a movie.
You did? What movie?
It's Grandma's Boy.
Oh my God.
And it's got Linda Cardellini.
If you think video games fry your mind.
Game over.
And make you stupid.
Your bed is a car.
Yeah, but it's a sweet car.
You're lost.
What is that ringing? Do I have a tumor?
Now, for this ultimate gamer.
Who wants a shot at the champ?
Who's going down?
Desperate times.
Josh has been spending our rent money on Filipino hookers.
You're a hooker!
I got evicted.
Timmy, any chance I can crash on your couch tonight?
Shut up.
Call for Desperate Measures.
This really cute chick said that I could sleep with her and her two crazy girlfriends.
You remember my grandson, Alex?
How old are you now?
36.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
My grandson's gay too. I'll give you his number.
Woo! Is that that girl?
Everyone has seen this movie multiple times. So,
how do you know that?
I mean, it came out in 06. Yeah. And it's kind of like,
I forgot how gross it is.
Some parts have aged like milk, but others continue to shine. So, Tammy,
the fucking boobs. And I think about 5 seconds before it happened, I'm like, oh God, I just remembered what's
going on. Yeah.
With that fucking stripper.
So
I was like, oh, this was when implants were big.
And no, they were big
Guido
implants.
Goes, oh yeah, they're big implants.
They're huge.
So what did you think, Tammy, when I chose Grandma's Boy?
I think I rolled my eyes and thought, oh God, I haven't seen this since you lived in your apartment.
This is definitely one of the half a dozen that was in supreme rotation.
But yeah, I was excited to watch it again because it had been a while.
Allie, did you?
Ditto. I hadn't watched it in a long time. Okay. I remember liking it and quoting it a lot because there was a time where I thought Nick Swartzen was like fucking hilarious.
It is. I agree. It's completely carried by young, upcoming, strong comedic talent. Like,
but I was like, oh, I feel like I haven't watched this in a long time. It's not going to hold up well. But surprisingly, it still did.
How about you, Matt?
I mean, yeah, the first time I watched it, I have seen it before. Yes, I have seen it before. First time I watched it, it was just randomly on, like I think on HBO or whatever. And I'm just like, it's basically a Sandler movie, but without Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally every that guy in a Sandler movie. Yeah, like you said, some of it's aged like milk, but I still fucking just die every time I watch that.
Yeah, its shining moments are really bright. So let's just
let's go
fucking hop into it, okay?
God.
So Grandma's Boy, I've mentioned before, it came out in 06, and it was directed by Nicholas Goosen, whose only work before this was a short movie about Adam Sandler's dog, Meatball. The movie, like we mentioned, it features most of the Sandler hangouts, like Alan Covert, Pete Dante, Kevin Nealon, and a 13-hour-long titty suck fest by the Oscar winner in high-calorie form, Jonah Hill.
Oscar nominee.
Oscar, he didn't win?
No.
All right, well, thanks for keeping me straight. All right. Also in the cast are Nick Swartzen, Doris Roberts, Shirley Jones, and Joel David Moore. He's the bad guy, super nerd, who we will refer to as Elon from now on.
Is that name Joel David Moore?
Yeah.
Huh.
Or, you know,
JP?
Let's remember why we're here.
Okay.
Linda Cardellini. Absolute smoking hottie. I mean, this is I'd Fuck a Month. Not, I'd love to do dishes and accounting with him. And when we were discussing our choices for this month, I saw something about her being hot velvet in my feed. So that's when I knew I would never kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
I've never seen Scooby-Doo.
You're really not missing much.
I know.
You gotta watch it with the kids, then you'll have an excuse.
Yeah, do it for the lulz, at least once.
Plus, it has Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr.
I mean, I love
and
Sarah
Matthew
Michelle
Lillard.
And
I
love Matthew Lillard.
Yes.
Matthew
Lillard was in an SVU episode.
And he was in Scream.
And he was in Twin Peaks: The Return.
Oh.
He gets his head blown up.
And Mr. Blowed. Bean is in the second one.
Well.
So, I will answer my first question, you know, with a question. Why is she pretty? Do you have a pulse? I mean, she has some notable features that are similar to my wife, Tammy, but big, beautiful eyes, lovely round face. They're close seconds to her stunning smile and her magnificent hair.
Stop.
Somebody's ass getting laid tonight.
I mean, there is no cosmetic for beauty like happiness. She just looks happy. She even looks like she smells good and that she wouldn't shy away from a beer or a beef rib. She's down to earth. You know, I like to think she's just as likely to flip someone off in traffic as she is to help an old lady across the street. And also, she might have that Velma outfit in her closet for later. You know what I mean? Like,
she's, lady in the streets freaking the sheets.
That's what I'm... That's the vibe I get from Linda.
I agree. Like I said, she was on ER for like 8-10 years. played She played Nurse Sam Taggart, and she was a great addition to the show. She was excellent. Loved
Yeah.
I agree.
She fucked the war criminal.
He's not a war criminal.
The man in the high tower?
Goran Vishnik is not a war criminal. She does fuck John Stamos, too, though.
She gets Stamos?
Who hasn't fucked John Stamos?
Not me, unfortunately.
How do we start this movie, which has a very basic story and that most people have seen by now? Well, Stoner Man is stoned and then evicted by a stapler because Stoner Man's roommate used all of the rent money on Filipino hookers.
I really love Madame Camay's.
A stapler?
Well, Rob Schneider is a stapler.
He's also a carrot.
What does that mean?
And he's derpy.
It's from a single episode of South Park you have not seen.
Rob Schneider is also a carrot.
Really gross human being now and a terrible father.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, he's not talking to his kid. So, Stoner Man Alex struggles to find a place to stay. His weed dealer is ordering a lion, and his house is his office, so he can't crash there. Alex tries to stay at Nick Swartzen's, or Jeff's house, but he couldn't sleep, so he comes on Jeff's mom.
Can we talk about Jeff's house?
And the race car bed?
And the race car bed.
It's a totally sweet race car bed.
I'm going to get a CB radio so I can talk to other car beds.
My sister said I should get an alarm.
I flew up the air mattress. It's an inflatable fish for a fucking pool, you psycho.
Wait, though. Can you imagine having a coworker that you like dick around with at work and then you discover that's what he goes home to
he
every day?
Footy pajamas.
Footy pajamas, and he's at his mom and dad's house.
Oh my God.
Those are his roommates,
those are his
bitch.
Roommates.
Those are his roommates. To be fair, his mom was very pretty.
Oh God!
But he didn't come because of the mom.
Where were we? Lara Croft. That's right.
Lara Croft.
He's actively coming on Jeff's mom right now,
Lara
making
Croft.
Eye contact the whole time. He shoots warm roots of chunky Elmer's glue all over her chin and neck.
He couldn't stop. I'm sorry. He
couldn't stop the stream.
Every time
my mom said you could still stay here if you want to.
Yeah,
actually,
that's not an awkward righteous conversation.
If you would like to see this, just fast forward to 9:59 into the movie.
Wow.
And then you can time it to your next climax and you can come together.
Every time we get like a bonus or like around Christmas or something and we're talking about what we're gonna get like for people, Matt does the Duncan voice and goes, race car band? And I'm like, no race car beds.
Like, Duncan really wants a really sweet race car bed.
He wants a race car bed.
Can you imagine if you got him a race car bed and he still slept with you?
He would. He wouldn't sleep in the race car bed. There's no point in getting the beds anymore.
He climbs into bed with you, but the alarm on his bed goes off in the other room. Sorry, babe. I forgot to lock my bed.
Oh, my God. You were balls deep in that turtle with a thumb in your mouth. I love my turtle.
Oh, boy. So, Alex is a game developer. He's the oldest one in the office. He's surrounded by top-tier beginning comedic talent like Double Jonah and Nick Swartzen.
Dude, Jonah's so big in this movie.
I thought he was a tester.
Well, he's a
developer, yeah.
He's a tester, but
that's part of the process.
He's developing on the side. It's his hobby.
Yeah.
So how much do testers make?
Less than 50 grand.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, how can he not like afford his own place? Because like,
he's not making a...
Oh, so I wasn't sure. I have no idea what like...
That's also, like less testers. Than 50 grand today.
And also,
so he'd probably be pulling in
California,
35.
You know, California.
It is California.
California real estate.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, I wasn't sure.
They all exchange vitriolic shit and insulting jokes, just like my friends do. More importantly, we meet Samantha, who's played by Linda Cardellini.
Hot Velma.
She's in a form-fitting power suit jacket with short skirt and blood-red heels, looking good. She can yell at me about my expense reports anytime.
Were those shoes with the red bottoms? Is that what he
Louboutins?
Yeah, is that what he was saying?
No, Louboutins have red bottoms.
Now's probably a good time to mention Linda's philanthropic endeavors.
Oh God.
Well, all right, at least one of them, all right? Don't worry. I will be bringing them up. So, anyway, did you know she purchased 17 square miles of Antarctica and installed playgrounds for seals and penguins? What an amazing woman. You know, she cares.
I love the visual of penguins swinging. That's adorable.
See?
Going down a slide, just a penguin going down a slide.
She made that picture happen. So as Samantha is meeting with Granola Neelan, in comes the biggest incel nerd, Cringe, in human form. He dries every coochie he walks by. That's right, it's Elon Musk, played by Joel David Moore.
Oh, I thought it was Brian Nagel.
Dude. Matrix glasses, trench coat, robot voice, third person references, greased hair. He's just so awful, and yet everyone here has met someone like this at some point. So
yeah, you used to have him as a roommate.
And I don't shout that from the rooftops or anything.
He also wears he looks like he's in a musical production of Cabaret. Like, it's a lot of makeup.
He looks like a Nine Inch Nails.
He's got the raccoon eyes.
I was gonna say less makeup to Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. Oh, Marilyn Manson. Yeah.
Thank you.
Same thing.
Yes, exactly the same.
So he's working on his new game, and Sam is there to make sure the current game ships on time. Elon and Samantha witness Alex wipe the floor with the other nerds at any video game they challenge him with. Man, we've come a long way. Alex is waiting outside the office, he's holding the largest laptop I've ever seen. It's got to be 20 inches wide. You peep this thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest laptop. Alex decides to stay with his grandma, Doris Roberts, of Everybody Loves Raymond fame. She runs a home for stray olds. Currently, she's taking care of a retired whore and an overly medicated vegetable.
I think she has dementia.
I mean, put some respect on Academy Award winning actress Shirley Jones.
Oh, okay, then you'll love this sentence. Mrs. The Partridge. Whore, Shirley Jones, understandably thinks Alex is a gay because he's 36 and now lives with his grandma.
She just drinks straight from the bottle, which I love.
She's like, my grandson's gay. I should hook you up.
She's
lived a long life.
Yeah.
Great. All right.
She says when Nick Swartzen calls her a dirty old whore, she's like, yep.
It's just like Don Knotts.
Yeah.
Oh.
So a grandfather clock.
And then he's like, you're my first. She's like, you're my 700.
You're my 3,000.
You're my 3,000. Yeah. He's like, oh,
I should have worn a condom.
Well, isn't it like olds are like the highest rate of STDs and stuff like that?
Yes.
It's funny you say that, because as long as I've been a geriatric nurse, I've only had a handful of geriatrics with STDs.
Yeah,
I think
it's more usually they die before they get to you.
The communities where they live, though.
Why are you having a handful of their STDs?
Yeah.
Is that something you can hold?
Patients that I've taken care of that have had them. Is that the sentence that you would prefer?
I was making a joke saying you were holding onto their STDs. Okay. Sorry.
Stop it.
Wow. Crash and burn.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. They both thumb-stop him. So
a grandfather clock wakes Stoner Man up at 5:30, and then the olds put his ass to work with chores. At one point, while vacuuming, he finds 3 dead cats under the sofa, and he goes... pretends he didn't see them. Poor Alex is tired. At the office, Samantha hands out work, and Elon comes in to tell her he wants to buy her a cobra to hang around her neck.
So weird.
He makes these little robot noises every step he takes. So that night, Alex gets his grandma hooked on his new video game and then goes to buy some weed, as you do. At the Plugs house, they rip bongs and Dante gives Alex a cable box. Stoner man Alex goes home, gets violently stoned, and then burns his hands on the food tray in the oven. You've done this?
No, I don't really get stoned, but you do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And do you ever get so stoned that you don't realize that pulling something out of a hot oven is going to burn your hands?
Like, no.
Did that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I was sober, so.
So I guess it's just a man thing.
Yeah, no. It's a man thing.
No, well, I always put on gloves before I grab stuff out of the oven.
Good.
Because I'm smart.
He grabbed a cast iron skillet with a bare hand.
What are you doing?
Practicing.
I also love how she brings him food. And I literally was like, I brought you some crackers and some orange slices and chocolate milk. I'm like, all that sounds so gross together. Chocolate milk, orange, some cheese, and some crackers.
Have you been stoned before? Because
horrible.
If you were stoned, you would eat all that.
No, but she brings it to him. He's like, oh, I love it. I'm like...
He would love it.
That's a terrible flavor combination.
Oranges and milk?
You don't have to eat them in the same bite, creeps.
Also, when Guido liked this movie, in 2006?
I was violently baked.
And you had no food in your refrigerator.
Also true.
So all of those things sounded
delicious.
Why don't
you just brush your teeth and go drink orange juice? Like, it just sounds terrible.
That does sound terrible.
So gross. Oh, it's awful.
So back at work, he lies to everyone about his hand injuries he got from the orgy with his roommates. Samantha, doing her best hot librarian impression, admonishes Stoner Man. She even looks cute when she's disappointed. You know, like, did you know that she started a company that recycles extracted tapeworms into feed for birds and fish? Amazingly resourceful and thoughtful.
That sounds disgusting.
I mean, she's just making food
for birds.
Back at home, Stoner Man gets his roommates addicted to Antique Roadshow. His grandma finds and cleans his awful smelling flower vase.
This was so cute. Oh, I found your flower vase.
He's like, where did you find that?
There was dirty water and it smelled terrible.
So I cleaned it.
It's cute. So cute. Doris Roberts is so great in this movie. Just being the crap. She's like, oh, I did this.
Plays good grandma.
Yeah, she does.
Back at work, one of the nerds challenges Nick Swartzen to DDR. Nick absolutely destroys him naturally.
That stupid
fucker is never going to get laid. The vest. Which I love how anytime someone's wearing a vest, the go-to joke is Woody Allen, basically.
Yep.
They do the exact same joke in Superbad when McLovin's wearing and he says, take off the vest, you look like fucking Woody Allen. Like, it's the exact same joke.
But it lands every time.
It's like, Dance Dance Revolution. Dude, well, fuck, nerd.
We don't have Dance Dance Revolution, so you're dumb.
Oh my God, it's just so embarrassing.
Speaking of nerds, the biggest one, Elon, listens to Aphex Twin as he steals his coworker's good ideas. Again,
leave the decisions to me, Kane.
Samantha is in another knockout power suit from, she's just gorgeous. If she farted in an elevator, I'd take the blame and excuse myself. Seriously. Stoner Man's roommates show up with lunch, and everyone discovers that his roommates are grandmas, so they're all grossed out. The only one chubbed up is Nick Swartzen. Like, he can smell the promiscuity wafting off the antique streetwalker. Back at home, Stoner Man gives the grannies tickets to the Antique Roadshow, so he can finally get some work done. The next day, the work is handed in, and there's a meeting in which Granola Nealon continues to be a huge douchebag. He burns some sage, he talks about new beginnings and dreams with dolphins and shit.
Yeah, he's basically doing the character that he did in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Yep, it's a continuation of the same. So he tells Samantha to take the team out for dinner in celebration, and dinner is actually at Homegrown in Newark, Delaware. They don't even serve alcohol, but they do have shots of wheatgrass. Great. They even have a Peruvian flute band. Yeah. Fucking vitamin water list.
Oh,
come
my
on.
God.
So David Spade is the waiter. His name is Shiloh.
Is it, you mean Gablo?
He quickly tells them to go choke on a cow dick. And they leave to get burgers.
This is like the funniest part.
It's a good cameo.
Yeah, fucking really... Blit. Pick on the vegan. Watch you go choke on a cow dick.
It's so funny.
Definitely top tier cameo.
Oh, it's great.
So back at home, the grannies find Stoner Man's weed and thinks it's tea. So now they're on drugs. Samantha has...
we found our dead roommate's tea.
We found Sophie's tea. And we thought we should drink it to honor her memory.
Samantha has traded her slacks for jeans, and thank goodness, because holy shit.
And a green, like, bustier top.
Oh, yeah.
It's really cute. It's super cute.
Meanwhile, Nick Swartzen has to pee out his ass.
Dude, that's...
Yep. Nick needs to piss out of his ass, so they go to Stoner Man's grandma's house. And they arrive to find the cotton tops are completely faded and geeking out to a Spanish variety show.
I would have trimmed my antlers.
So
they don't understand a word they're saying.
The group, they need to get some more weed. The olds drank it all. So Dante shows up with a lot of weed and a lot of people. Cue the house party montage. We got karaoke.
This is the best part.
Bikers.
I love this whole party scene.
Literal ice cream sandwiches.
Like, at one point, you see, like, Doris Roberts is over there. She's like, what's up, homie? And, like, he's bumping this biker dude.
Oh, my God.
Yep. We got strippers. We got making fun of Jonah Hill.
Oh, my God.
They all get hammered and then prank call Elon. The milkmaid shows up and lets Jonah in for what will become a legendary 13-hour motorboat suck sesh.
What? just like
it's wonderful.
Cutting to I'm Jonah happy Hill for him today, and I want to be like, this man had the nerve to criticize the woman he was dating because she wore a bathing suit, and this is what I have to be subjected to with this yeah, fucking true. Troglodyte.
You know what? When you say it like that, Allie, yeah, it sounds kind of bad.
Also, what's with that dude who like is like, I guess we're not high enough for this? I'm like, who the fuck invited you? Who are you?
The fucking insurance salesman shows up to ruin the mood.
That's the best part where she's like, I love Captain Whatever. I just wish
he'd
jump out of the box and party with us. And then he's just like, I guess I'm not high enough for that. And he's like, guess what? You can't have the captain. Like, who is either.
He? Then she hands it to the biker, and the biker's like, sucks to be you, nerd.
Yeah.
So while this is all going down, Nick sleeps with Caligula and regrets it.
Caligula!
Tammy will find this familiar. They do tequila shots, and Samantha gets sloppy and does some karaoke. She's wearing this teal satin corset thing and tight blue jeans. She's got this sexy, I've been working all day, but still have a hair team to look after my hair.
And hair looks good.
While she raps Salt and Peppa, Push It real good. I wish I was that mic stand.
Yeah, she does a good job.
Best I can.
I was like, is this why you like her? Because she gets shit faced shenanigans and acts stupid every so often?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is the scene. Why he picked this movie.
Yeah. Best I can do is a mic stand impression as I watch this.
Does she remind you of me?
Yes. Because she raps until she passes out, and Stoner Man screams, I fucking love this girl!
I fucking love this woman!
And funny enough, this is exactly what I scream internally anytime you make me a pot pie.
I love a pot pie.
Also, if I could order a bowl of tiramisu at some point in the future, that would be amazing.
Just a okay. bowl?
A slice?
You gotta make it in a bowl.
Why?
Yeah. No. You make it in a bowl. That's how it makes it easier to stack the ladyfingers.
No, you don't make it in a bowl.
Hey, darling, you make another bowl. Yeah, that big glass bowl we got.
We gotta make it the bowl.
I will make it in a square.
Definitely some obvious similarities here between Samantha and Tammy in her 20s. Has to be a factor in why I like Linda Cardellini. Miraculously, the next morning, no one has a hangover, and Samantha and Grandma look at childhood photos of Stoner Man.
They have a little heartfelt
moment. It's very yeah. cute.
Nick Swartzen wakes up with gonorrhea and syphilis.
Oh, boy.
Both treatable.
Now, Stoner Man takes Samantha home, and they make out for a little bit. Did you know that Linda Cardellini...
Hotel?
Yeah, she's staying in a hotel.
Yeah. Also, she started a nonprofit to save animals from forced owner surrender, unexpected pregnancy, or government-sanctioned seizure. Her company has saved over 700 guinea pigs and 13 ferrets to date. She also created a very successful fundraiser where she releases a tasteful calendar full of artistically arranged nude clowns. So she's just doing big things for the world.
Big things.
Back at the office, Elon eats his sushi and Sour Patch Kids from a briefcase used for poker chips. He hears the prank voicemail and then goes to Stoner Man's house to cry like a bitch.
Also, when they show him, like, and he's in that lay flat chair, I'm like, dude, I would love this setup for work. Just giant screens laying flat.
It moves. As soon as you get in it, then the whole thing just moves.
I love it.
You'd like it if you had robot ears.
You'd like it if you'd understand if you had robot legs.
So he tells Stoner Man that he could take the only copy of Stoner Man's video game home with him and give him some notes on it, which is something a friend would do. Duh.
Yeah.
That's what friends do, right?
God, so gross.
The next day, in the big meeting, Elon tries to pass Stoner Man's game off as his own. Stoner Man calls him out on it and then quits and storms out. And why is Kevin Nealon wearing... Why is he not wearing a shirt? He's just got, like, he's overly tan. He's in a hoodie.
Very tan.
Talking about clouded energy. It's ridiculous. Stoner Man goes to Dante's to get more stone than they've ever been. And Samantha sets up a contest where if Grandma beats Elon at the game, then it must have been made by Stoner Man.
Logical.
So yeah. Logical.
She proceeds to beat the fuck out of him in the video game.
Don't forget, they call Stoner Man to get Stoner Man back to the office, and they're way too stoned to go to the devil's house. So what do?
Oh, they make the monkey drive.
Yeah, they make the chimpanzee drive.
Which, at this point, has been trained in hand-to-hand combat by a Taekwondo instructor.
Also, Nick Swartzen and Mrs. Partridge are going at it, and I believe the line is, how much time do we have? Enough to 69.
Ooh, nice. Like Don Knotts.
Hey, Mayberry.
Fucking gross.
So gross.
So 6 months later, Samantha's in her lowest cut shirt of the movie, and they toast to success. And I want to leave you with this quote that I thought of when I was thinking of Linda.
Oh, God.
And beauty is an experience, nothing else. It is not a fixed pattern or an arrangement of features. It is something felt, a glow or a communicated sense of fineness. And damn, Linda Cardellini is fine.
Where's that quote from?
That is a D.H. Lawrence quote. And that's my movie. So, Tammy, what'd you think?
The movie totally reminds me of our 20s. And
I had a closet full of beer cans.
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah, I was gross.
And you lived with JP. I mean, yeah.
Gross.
Elon.
You lived with JP.
Yeah, he railed some skinny chick in the stairwell. We had to walk past it to get in the apartment.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Like the stairwell of the apartment complex?
Yes.
Yes.
There wasn't enough privacy in the apartment at the time, so they had to excuse themselves to the hallway.
There was also black mold in there, so like...
What is it? He had his own room.
Yeah, but...
You were the one that had to share with someone else.
He moved out, so it wasn't too much of a problem.
No, he did not.
That guy fingered a cat.
Yeah, Goose Boy fingered a cat.
That guy, I'm telling you, we should probably call the police. We should have called somebody about it because he sexually assaulted a cat. We witnessed it. Two knuckles deep, bro.
Stop!
Seriously.
This is so gross.
Nah, he could have picked that cat up and did the finger guns that it meowed. You know what I mean? It was gross.
So, Cap or Goose Boy and his girlfriend.
The cat?
No.
Oh.
His real girlfriend. They used to try and have sex while Guido was sleeping in the same room with them.
Oh.
Yeah, so I would wait until right before they came, before I got up and walked out. I hope they fucking... You know what? Anytime that guy gets a boner, he's going to be thinking, oh, fuck, man, is anyone...
is he going to leave?
Is anyone going to appear?
I'm pretty sure only one of them was probably coming, so it's fine.
I had a recording.
Tammy's a mean girl. How did it go?
It was like, Steve!
Steve!
I remember that. I remember that.
Fucking dolphin.
So you know me. I can be a mean girl.
You are, bitch.
So I took the recording and I played it for her, and she was so mortified, and I chased her around the apartment with Tammy.
You mean bitch.
Steve. His name was Steve.
Yeah, Steve-O. Yeah, he moved to Hawaii, and I think he got pinched for hitting women, so.
Yeah, well, now, you don't know that.
He's a scumbag.
You
hear me, scumbag?
He fingered a cat.
Yeah, did you hear about that, too?
I heard that all you guys have been saying is the cat fingering. No,
what they did to me was I worked 3 to 11 at the time. I worked full-time evening. And as I got off at 11:30, I'm driving over to the apartment.
At least someone got off.
They're shit faced and high or whatever.
Yes.
And they're like, you're never going to believe, Tammy, what Goose Boy did tonight. Fucking fingered the Buddy the cat. I'm like, shut the fuck up. And then
she took a hook, line, and sinker.
Your husband was like, of course he did. He's just good. Like, the whole thing. They have to this day never admitted that they made that up.
Dude, we saw it.
You know what? I'll never forget the
and
look of that cat's eyes. It looked at me like, please, God, save me from this. I'm like, he's stronger than us, cat. There's nothing we can do. I'm sorry.
Can't do it.
Sorry,
kitty.
When this guy moved in, he had a collection of energy drink cans.
Yeah.
Bro. They had them put on the shelves
above where we all sat.
So what does Tammy do?
Absolutely disgusting.
She reads the room. She takes one flip-flop off, La Chancla, and tosses it into the fucking cans, dents them all, and he comes out and he's like, oh my God, there's a collection. Some of these you can't even get anymore.
I started off with coins, and I just blink.
You're savage. I love it.
Please. And then he'd be like, come on. You know they're my cans.
Maybe you shouldn't have fingered a cat.
And then he really pissed me off. So I did. I took my flip-flop off and I'm like, fuck you.
Oops.
Took out like 20 of them. I was mean.
I fell in love with you.
Sounds like he deserved it.
He was.
He fingered a cat.
Cat fingering and...
Yeah, I don't think the cat enjoyed that very much.
And then you got Peaches, who was a horny cat.
She was not fixed.
And you named her Peaches.
God.
Peaches was doing the... And then Buddy the Cat's fixed.
She was the Shirley Jones of the house.
And you shared a room with this guy?
Unfortunately.
You ever see Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
No.
It's that.
Okay.
He came with a fish tank too, didn't he?
Of course
he
did.
We may have been doing gravity bongs out of the fish tank. The fish might have died.
Oh, Linda Cardellini would be so upset.
She seems pretty attracted to losers, so...
She'd be there. She'd have a good time.
Well, would you pass this movie?
Oh, right. It's still on me, right?
Yeah.
Got sidetracked by...
Yeah, I would.
Pussy
I had,
fucking.
I had
literally.
Fun. I had fun watching it again. Yeah, I'll pass it.
Allie?
A yes to both. I would pass it. It's silly, but it is still funny. Yes to Linda.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Wood.
Yeah. Yes. I still love the... Yeah. Even the... I'm like, I'll still pass. Yep.
And that's what I'm talking about.
And yes to Linda, too.
Thanks, man.
All right. So just to recap. Kyle Gallner, Michelle Yeoh, Chris Pine, and Linda Cardellini. Let's start with Guido.
Linda, number one.
Okay.
Michelle, number two, as they are ladies. I don't know. You know what? That Kyle fella, because,
really?
Yeah, I really like that rifle he had in that movie. That was cool. We can go shooting sometime, you know what I mean? And then Chris Pine, I would buy the man a beer, but, you know, he doesn't have a cool rifle.
Okay, Matt.
Well, I would have, of course, you know, I would have to go with Academy Award winning actress Michelle Yeoh, and then I'll go with Linda Cardellini. Out of the gentlemen, I would have to go with Chris Pine at number three, and then Kyle at number four. I don't have the gun effect.
What if he shoots you with his love gun?
Oh.
Well, the gun is his dick.
Well, you see, also, Chris Pine set his phaser to stun. And he stuns me.
Oh. Okay.
Stunning.
Well. Allie?
I will go Chris Pine, number one. Yes, please. Kyle Gallner, Michelle Yeoh, Linda Cardellini.
Okay, I'm going to go with Chris Pine, number one. Kyle Gallner, number two. Linda Cardellini, number three, and Michelle, number four.
So who wins on fuckability?
It's going to be Chris Pine.
Ooh!
Fucking gross.
Stun.
I put a heart around it.
You All did right. this, man.
Well, Chris Pine wins for fuckability. Now let's rank the movies and crown a winner for I'd Fuck a Month. Who would like to go first?
Right.
I'll go first.
We do.
Okay.
That's going to... The best movie is Everything All Aware... Everywhere. That one.
Everything Everywhere.
We're going to sound like a dolphin.
E-E-E-O. And then it's going to be Star Trek. And then Grandma's Boy. And then Murder Film.
Matt?
I'm going to go Everything Everywhere All at Once is first. Grandma's Boy is number two.
Wow.
I'm kind of going with how you usually say it, which one you're going to watch more.
Yeah. Mm.
Then I'm going to have to go with Star Trek and Strange Darlings at four. I love it, but yeah.
No, I know.
These are all good movies.
Yeah, they're all.
Yeah. I will go Everything Everywhere All at Once, number one. Number two, I'm going to go Strange Darling. Number three, Star Trek. Number four, Grandma's Boy.
Okay, I'm going to choose Star Trek number one. I'm going to choose Strange Darling number two. I'm going to choose Grandma's Boy number three. And Everything Everywhere All at Once number four.
And the winner of I'd Fuck a Month?
Oh, it's going to be Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Michelle Yeoh reigns supreme.
She sure does.
Well, the movie.
The movie. Yes, the movie.
No, Chris Pine fucking laid pipe all over this fucking podcast.
Maybe in a multi in the multiverse, Chris Pine starred in Everything Everywhere All at Once. And he punched Jamie Lee Curtis in the face.
Oh yeah, they both had funny fingers.
Let's keep it going. Allie, quid pro quo.
Okay, so it's March.
It's Allie's birthday month.
Which
Allie's
means I get to month. Pick the theme.
Okay, so what are you gonna go with?
Well, you may not know this because I never bring it up, but I love Law and Order SVU. I know
you
it's
may
shocking.
Talk about it every episode.
Shocking, I know. So the theme for the month of March is these are their movies.
Dun dun
dun dun. So you will be tasked with picking a movie starring a person who has guest starred on Law and Order SVU. Now, there are rules. You are not allowed to do a recurring cast member. You cannot do Ice-T. You cannot do Marishka. You cannot do Christopher Maloney. You also cannot do an actor who has played the same role on SVU in multiple episodes.
So a recurring guest.
So no BD Wong,
no Andre Brower, no Viola Davis, nothing like that.
Hmm.
What you can do is pick an actor who has been on SVU more than once, but has played different characters. That happens quite a bit.
Yeah, Kyle McLaughlin comes to mind.
Kyle McLaughlin was on two episodes, about 10 years apart from each other. He played different characters.
That's funny.
That's allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So my pick. Okay, so I'm going to say the episode first.
Yeah, and we also have to talk about.
We have to talk about the episode as well. Very brief synopsis of the episode.
Yeah.
And then the movie. So the actor I picked is Carrie Coon, and she was in, I'm going off episode as it's listed at IMDb. Depending on where you watch SVU, they break up episodes sometimes. Even though it's a two-parter, they'll say it's one episode, so sometimes it throws the numbers off a little bit. But on IMDb, the episode's called Girl Dishonored, and it's season 14, episode 20. SVU has just started its 26th season, so it has been around a very long time. And SVU can be watched literally every day on USA.
Streaming availability is Peacock.
Peacock, or Hulu if you have it. The actor who I've picked to talk about, her name is Carrie Coon. She will be in the newest season of The White Lotus, premiering on HBO.
Oh, fun.
Yes. And the movie I have chosen came out in 2014, and it was directed by David Fincher, and it stars Ben Affleck, Rosamund Pike, and Carrie Coon. It is Gone Girl.
Nice.
And Tyler Perry.
Oh, nerd. You can watch Gone Girl. It looks like you can only rent or buy it. So, yes, that is my pick for These Are Their Movies.
Good pick.
We are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. You can suggest a theme month on our social media or our website, and please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next week, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Forgot to say it. Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, John.